Praise the Lord. Have your Bible turned back tonight to Romans chapter 8. Week four last, we as a studying and looking at this chapter, and we began by looking at it and seeing the things that God was talking to us about. And He's talking about there's no, in verse 1, it says, no condemnation of them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen? It's that condemnation of sin is gone from our lives when we become a child of the King. Praise God. There's now no condemnation. Nobody can bring condemnation on you. The only thing that'll bring the only thing that'll be on you is conviction. We're living a day and an hour when people don't want to believe in conviction. They don't like conviction. Well, guess what? Nobody does. Nobody likes the convicting power of God. But I thank God that we have it. If you're a child of God, God's going to convict you because with it, He said, your bastard's not son. But I want to be a child of King, praise God, and know it. Amen. And the Holy Spirit of God showed me. And He said, we went on to talk about that over in verse 14 where it says, those that are led of the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So that's how you know. Amen. And said, those that suffer with Him are the heirs with Christ, the throne of grace. Praise God. I'm glad I can suffer with Him a little while for a season, looking for that glorious day, His appearing, I'll be with Him and all suffering will be gone. Amen. If you're suffering here tonight, amen, one day in a little while it'll be over. The suffering will be left behind. Amen. Wait, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we don't take none of that to heaven with us. Amen. Suffering can't enter in those gates of pearl. Praise God. They have to stay out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? And He said, I reckon the sufferings of this world won't be compared with the glory that we behold. And I don't know about you, that makes me excited. Amen. Because I see a lot of suffering, a lot of hardship down here. I see it every day. I probably see more of it than you do because I'm there in it all the time. If somebody's hurting, if somebody's suffering, they call me and say, Pastor Jeff, could you come? And I see a lot of suffering, but praise God, I'm glad even that won't compare to the glory that I'm going to behold one of these days in a little while. Amen. So it gives me courage to be strong for these others, praise God, along the way. And He delivers us from the bondage of sin, praise God, into a blessed hope. Amen. I'm glad we have a blessed hope. Now, hope's that thing that we can't see, but we know it's there. That's what heaven is. Brother Kevin, it's something we can't see, but we know it's there. How do you know, preacher? Because Jesus told us it was. Amen. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Well, in places live, but he said, we're not so. I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you and you and you and you. Amen. Glory be to God. For those that's prepared for a place, you got a place. Amen. Every one of us got a place prepared in heaven in the presence of the Lord. That's that blessed hope that we have. And one day we're going to go be with the Lord where He is. Amen. I want to continue tonight with this just a little while. If God will be our help, don't know how far we'll get. But I want to talk about that salvation, sure, continuing in the Spirit of God. Continuing in that we have help in, even this evening. I'm glad we got help in the Lord. We don't have to worry about being left to ourselves, try to figure this thing out. God's already got a plan and a purpose and a pattern for our lives. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't that good? I'm glad I don't have to figure this thing out. One day a while ago, the Lord God of glory come to where I was, amen. And he said, I need you. And I said, well, Lord, I don't. And I told you for a long time. I said, Lord, I don't know about that. I don't know if I'm able to do all that you need because the need's getting big, amen. But one day, praise God, I come to myself like an old fellow at the hog pen, throw down a pail, jump the rail, realize I wasn't going to go to hell. Might as well do all for Jesus I could while I was here, amen. So I surrendered my life to Lord Jesus Christ to be a servant unto Him. And praise God, the journey's been wonderful. It ain't all been easy. You can tell by all these gray hairs I got. Amen. I wonder why Brother Rex is getting all gray hair. He ain't pastored. Amen. Praise as he points at his wife. Amen. But we appreciate the Lord and what He's able to do and what the help that He gives us, amen, to press on for Him. Because the only thing that really matters in this world, it's all said and done, is what we do for our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? So we're looking at the salvation that's sure and the continuing of the Spirit. In Romans chapter 8, and verse 26, the Bible says this, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And He that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? I say glory, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. He said, if God be for us, now watch this, who can be against us? Amen? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Amen? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Question mark. It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Question mark. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are all counted as sheep for the slaughter. Now in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, watch this, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. So as we look at this tonight in the presence of God Almighty, and we see the Spirit as He continues to lead us in the depths and the imagination of a word, praise God, and we don't have to imagine it because it's real. I'm glad tonight that we have a real, true word, praise God, that we can take and believe and trust in, realizing that the Spirit is there to help us in all the aspects of our life. Amen? In other words, God will never leave you alone. Amen? God, now let me say that again. God will never leave you alone. Amen. I told you before, I've had people tell me, say, preacher, I wish God just leave me alone. I said, if God leaves you alone, you're a dead man. Amen. I pray that God will never, I don't have to worry about it. He's never going to leave me alone. Amen. He's always going to be in there. And the Spirit of God is going to help me. He said, even the groanings from the depth of the Word, praise God, is going to be there to help me. Amen. When I don't even know what to say, don't even know what to pray, don't even know what to ask for, praise God, I'm glad the Holy Spirit of God does. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, how does the Holy Spirit of God help me? Because if you're a child of God, He lives in your heart. Amen. Amen. He dwells in you. Amen. We just need to give Him some space. Amen. Praise God, like the old fellow said, get back, I need some running room. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, the Holy Ghost, God just needs some running room to run your life. And He'll do it. I guarantee He'll do it a whole lot better than you do. Amen. Praise God. When salvation, when the continuum of the Spirit, when the Spirit continues to help us, praise God. He said, when we don't even know how to pray as we ought. Amen. I was talking to my wife this evening about praying, how we need to pray, be praying fervently. And brother David Gibbs, Sr., preached a message a few years ago. Boy, you talk about a message. I listened to it here a while back, and boy, it touched my heart. Amen. And I told Teresa, I said, I'm going to have to pull that up and see if I can find that. Amen. And bring it and share that with you, the message he preached on prayer. My goodness, what a powerful message. It convicted my heart. Hello? You say, well, you're the pastor. Praise God, I will say, it convicted your pastor's heart. Amen. Just realize how slothful I was in my prayer life. Amen. Praise, and what God's able to do. Praise the Lord. When we pray, fervently pray and seek God's face, when we clean up our lives and we're ready and willing, praise God, to be in the beck and call of God in the center of His will. Amen. But He said, when we're not, the Holy Spirit is. Amen. It's there to help us. So God through the Spirit of God, amen, He intercedes in our life. He recognizes, He realizes our experiences. Amen. Think about that. What we're going through, praise God, Brother Dean, God Almighty experiences what we're going through the Spirit of God. Amen. That's how when we don't even know to pray, what to pray for, praise God, the Holy Spirit does. Amen. Praise God. The Spirit itself maketh intercession with us with groanings which cannot be uttered. But now watch this. Now that's the Holy Spirit working in us. Verse 27, and He, God Almighty, that searcheth the hearts, that's God, amen. God's the one that searches the heart, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Because He, God, make intercession for us, for the saints, according to the will of God. Amen. So the Spirit's there, God knows the Spirit, God works the Spirit, and God, He investigates our hearts through His Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. You think God don't know what you're going through? That's a lie of the devil. Amen. You hear what I said? I said, that's a lie of the devil. God knows exactly where you are at any point in your life. Amen. You say, well, how do you know that, preacher? Because if He didn't, He wouldn't be God. Amen. If He wasn't big enough to be in the center of my life, know where I'm at, praise God, all the time, He wouldn't be big enough to be my God. I want to say, praise God, Brother Kevin, He is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Through the continuing of the Holy Spirit, praise God, we have it. And God knows the response of the Spirit. Amen. In whatever situation we're in, whatever issue we're dealing with, praise God, God knows all about it. And He's there for us to make intercession. To be there for us when we don't know what we ought to do. You say, well, why does He do it? What does He do it for? So that we can, He goes on to tell us, so that we can, it can all be conformed unto the will of God. So He's trying to conform every aspect of our lives to His will. To bring us in conformity, if you will. Amen? We got bukus of people in prison, locked up. Amen? And they're trying to reform them. Amen? They're trying to reform these people that are bad people. But they don't need a reformation. They need to be conformed, amen, into the likeness of a Savior. That's what would make the difference, amen. If they'd be conformed to the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what makes a difference. He said they're conformed to the will of God. That's what the purpose is, amen. That's why He said He foreknew them. Amen. In verse 29, He said, for whom He did foreknow. Amen. For whom He did foreknow. That's foreknowledge. That's to know before. Do you realize that God knew you before, praise God, you was ever saved or thought of, praise God, and had a plan and a purpose for your life? Amen. Before you ever thought about God, He's already had you on His mind. Amen. When He was hanging on the cross of Calvary, praise God, you was the forefront of on His mind. In His foreknowledge, praise God, He was thinking on you. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. Amen. He said, that's why He said it, that we know that all things work together for them, for good to them that love God. To them who are called according to His purpose. Amen. Because He foreknew you, praise God, He has a purpose for you. That makes sense to me. I don't have a problem with that. If God knew me in the forever past, praise God, He knew what I could do here in the present future. Praise God. Amen. You hear what? You say, preacher, you're talking over our head. Now I'm talking about the present future, praise God, from now on. Praise God. Seeing what God would have us to do that we might finish our course and finish it well. Praise God. The foreknowledge of God, realizing a place in God's plan, a place in God's purpose. Bless His holy name. See, He goes on in verse, said to me, He said, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed. Now watch this. To be conformed to the image of His Son. Amen. So He said the purpose and the plan, Brother Billy, was for us to be conformed into the likeness of our Savior. Amen. Hello? It ought to be our heart's desire to be being conformed in the likeness of Christ. Amen. That transforming characteristics, praise God, into the likeness of our Savior. Now that word conform means to be made an exact copy. Amen. Not altered in any way, but to be an exact copy of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, that's a big deal. That's a plan and a purpose. Amen. See, you can't fulfill the purpose of God if you get a plan. You can't go out and build a house. You can't construct something until you have a plan for it. Now, I do that all the time. I go out and start the build. And I have it in my mind what it ought to look like. But when I lay hands on it to finish, the finished product don't always look like what I had in my mind. Amen? Are you with me? Anybody else do that? What I have in my mind, amen? Praise God, Miles said, I know where you're at. What I have in my mind don't always turn out what I make my hand. Now, I've never proclaimed myself to be a great builder. I've never proclaimed myself to be a carpenter. When we got married, me and my wife got married, and there was an old tabby cat started coming around, and she fell in love with my wife. And I told her, I said, you can have the cat, but it's got to stay outside. It's not going to be in the house. She said, all right. I said, well, if she's going to stay outside, then you got to build her a house. So I said, well, how hard could that be? A cat house. Amen. So I set out to build a cat house. Amen. So I went up there in the shed and I got me some lumber, got me a few two by twos and some plywood, and I began to cut her out. Now, let me just say this. I didn't have a whole lot of sophisticated tools. All I had is one of my granddaddy's old hand saws. Amen. And a handful of nails and a hammer. And an ideal in my mind. Amen. And I set out with that thing and I built that cat house, and when I got done with it, I figured, well, it needs something to keep her dry, so I went and got an old piece of tin, a flat tin, didn't have no ribs or nothing. I cut that thing with a pair of shears, some old pruning shears for trees, and I took that thing and beat the edges down so it wouldn't cut your arm off if you touched it, and I thought, boy, that's it. And I stepped back and looked at that and I said, boy, you done her. Hey, my glory to God. I went in there and got my wife. I brought my little wife out and I said, honey, now I'm talking about what I seen in my mind, praise God, and I thought I had it there. She come out and looked at that and she said, what is it? Amen. I wonder how many times God sees what we're trying to do and He looks down and He says, what is it? Amen. He said, what you had in your mind to be conformed to the likeness of my Son and what I have in my mind don't jive. They don't come together. They don't come to church. They don't fit. Amen. They look like two totally different objects. Praise the Lord. But He said we should be trying to be conformed. I mean, I'm talking about salvation. It's sure. Steadfast. Amen. We should be seeking to desire to be conformed to the likeness of our Savior. And if we're not, praise God, we'd have to check up, see if we're even saved. Do you hear what I said? If we ain't trying day by day to be more like our Savior, then we need to check up to see if we're truly saved. Born again. Born from above, praise God. We may have a form and a fashion of holiness. We may have a form and a fashion, but praise God, you may be lost if you're not trying to be conformed to the likeness of Savior. Be more like our Lord Jesus Christ every day. Amen? Amen. Say amen or oh me. Amen. Praise the Lord. We ought to be trying to be fashioned in the likeness of our Savior. Now, he was the firstborn among many brethren. That means he was first in rank and position. Amen. So if he was first in rank and position, praise God, that means he can't be overstepped. That we can't go above him. We can't go around him. We can't surpass him. Amen. So the only hope we have, praise God, is to become like him. Amen. When you get a five-star general, he gets to the highest rank. That's as high as he can go. Amen. And if you want to attain to where he is, you have to attain to the level that he is. Amen. In other words, you have to come to where he's at. Amen. If we're going to be conformed to the likeness of our Savior, praise God, we have to come to where he's at. We have to become like him. I don't know about you, it's my desire to be like my Savior. I want to have a heart that's true. I want a heart to have a heart of compassion. I want to have a heart of love. I want to see old sinners saved. I want to see families reunited. I want to see people on fire for God. I want to see people that love the Savior and are looking for His appearing. Amen. It does my heart so good every now and then, praise God, I see somebody along the way. I like some of these dear old saints I've seen go out of here lately, and they say, praise God, I'm just waiting on my Savior. Amen. Glory be to God. They wave in the glory every chance they get. Like they said, here I am, Lord. Amen. Ooh, hey, Lord. Here I am, glory to God. I'm ready. Here I am. Amen. Praise God. Expect until He comes. I'm looking for a soon coming Savior, ain't you? I told him I quit looking a long time ago for the Undertaker. I'm looking for the Upward Taker. Come get me to take me home and be with Him. Praise God. But so we see that this is the highest rank. We have this foreknowledge. God bringing us into the plan and purpose that He has for our life, which is to be conformed in the likeness of His Son, so that me and you could be like Jesus. You say, well, preacher, I'll never be like Jesus. How do you know? Have you tried? Hello? Earth calling Stony Fork. Earth calling Stony Fork. Is anybody here? Amen? Oh, have you tried to be conformed into the likeness of Jesus? Are you putting forth the effort? Amen. In other words, are you making yourself available? Are you saying, Lord, here I am. Help me every day. We ought to be praying. Every day, Lord, please help me. Fill me with Your Spirit. Praise God. Let Your Spirit have a preeminence in my heart. Praise God. Help me. Lead God. He said, if we're led of the Spirit, He said, then we are the sons of God. And He said, doth not yet appear what we shall be, but that when we see Him, we'll be like Him, praise God. Amen?
Amen.
Well, I was thinking about that the other day, Brother Rex. When was He talking about? When was the Lord talking about there? Was He talking about after the resurrection when we get that glorified body? I believe He is talking about right here, right now. He said, if we truly see Jesus, truly see His goodness and His mercy, His love, we recognize that, praise God. Say, we'll start being conformed in His likeness. Amen. When we truly see Him as He is. Amen. When He becomes our Lord and our Savior, praise God. The shepherd of our souls, praise the Lord. We'll begin to be conformed. Amen. You say, well, why should we do it? Because He's acquitted us. Amen. We were guilty of sin. We were guilty of sin. Amen. The Bible said we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. Right? Amen. But He tells us in verse 30, He said, moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified. Amen. He justified. That, you know why He did that? Newsflash. Pay attention. Because it was part of His plan. Amen. He justified us. We were guilty. Guilty of sin. Guilty as sin. Amen. Guilty, 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 praise God. Witnesses were crying it from the house. He's guilty. Amen. We stood before a righteous God with no way to wiggle our way out. But our advocate, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, died for our sins. And we said, Lord God, please, I plead the blood, I'm guilty. Amen. Guilty, I'm guilty, I'm guilty, I'm guilty of being an old sinner. Jesus said, that's what I wanted to hear. Amen. And He justified us with His blood. Amen. Just as if we had never sinned. We sinned, we were criminals, we were alienated from God. But He justified us, praise God. That was part of His plan. From the beginning. Amen. So what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying that you were part of His plan from the beginning. He planned to justify you, to acquit you of your sin. Amen. To put that away, to put it behind you, where you never have to stand guilty again. Amen. In the presence of God. Amen. So He quit. He justified us, praise God, that He might come along and whom He justified them, He also glorified. Praise God. So He justified us. Amen. Now this is an aorist tense, which means it's right now. It's a done deal. Praise God. It's not something that we wait for, we hope to attain to down the road, praise God. We have it now, glory be God, so we ought to just accept it and love it and appreciate what Jesus has done for us. Amen. I know you say, well, preacher, you're preaching to the choir. We know all this stuff. Yeah, but we don't live like we do. Amen. A lot of stuff we know, we've been preaching all our life, but we don't live it. Amen. Praise God. The old fellow told me and Brother Bill down there at the Burger King one day, he said, yeah, I said, you Baptists got all messed up. Say, praise God, if you're saved, you got to live it. Amen. He was right, you know. Amen. But old Brother Bill come back pretty quick, didn't take him but a second. He said, yeah, but you can't live it without the liver. Amen. Praise God. It takes the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, amen, to help you to live right. And we accept Him. We trust Him. We believe on Him. Praise God. He justifies us. And then He glorifies us if we're already with Him. Amen. Glorifying around the ground. So we have this thing here, and He says, He brings a question. What shall we then say to these things? I say, like I said a while ago, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Because for saving me from my sin. He says, if God be for us, who can be against us? If God's on our side and He is God, that makes Him the most powerful person in the universe. Amen. There's nobody above God. Even Satan would like to have been there. He said, I will ascend, I will rise, I will be at. But praise God, He wasn't. But God is. He's the creator and the sustainer of the universe. And He says, if God be for us, who can be against us? The answer, nobody. Amen. They may try, but they'll not get victory. So we see what God does for us. Verse 32, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? So we see the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, the Lord God of glory handed over His Son for us all. Amen. He handed over His Son. He gave His only begotten Son for us all. Amen. That gift of God. And then Christ becomes the Lord of all things. So see, if we say, well, God, the Lord God of glory gave His only begotten Son, He gave the best He had. If He gave the best He had, pray God, how can we not with that also receive all other things? Amen. What are you saying? I said, praise God, if you get the best birthday present that you could possibly want or get, praise God, anything else that somebody gives you, just icing on the cake. Amen? So what He says, praise God, that God Almighty gave us the best He had when He gave His Son, praise God. He gave us His all. He gave us everything that He had. He didn't hold nothing back, praise God. So we are just rejoicing because He that has the Son has it all. Amen. Amen. Praise God, I've got it all. Amen. A lot of people run around thinking, well, praise the Lord, I wish I had this. I wish I had that. Praise God, I'm glad I got Jesus. Amen. I chose the better part. Or I might say the better part chose me. Amen. I got in. Amen. He goes on, verse 33, it said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Amen. Who's going to bring rallying accusations against those that God's chosen, that belong to Him? It says, God that justifieth, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, rather, that is risen again, and who is even at the right hand of God, who is also maketh intercession for us. Amen. So he said, who's going to bring any kind of riling accusation? Who can condemn us? He said, nobody can, because God has pardoned us. God has justified. God has glorified us. Amen. We just sometimes settle for a little less than what God has given us. Amen. But praise God, He said, when all these things come up, glory to God, He said, all these obstacles come up in our life. And they do. They come up all the time. But He said, we have overcome these obstacles. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Amen. What can come between me and you and Christ? Well, I tell you what happens today. A lot of things can come from us and the love of Christ. We allow this to come up and that to come up, and we chase this and we chase that. Praise God. We ought to be found and rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Like that song Malachi sung a while ago. Hey, praise God, I'm hitting the rock. Amen. Praise God. I've got a place in the Lord. And nobody can snatch me out. Amen. The obstacles that we face, the tribulation, the stress, and the persecution, the famine, the naked, the peril, and the sword, it cannot separate us from Christ. Can't separate, no matter what we go through in this world, praise God, it doesn't change the love of the Lord Jesus Christ for you. Amen. He still loves you, praise God. Amen. Nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. Praise the Lord. He goes on and says that we're more than conquerors. He said, nay, all these things are, in all these things, we are more than conquerors to Him that loved us. Amen. We're not conquerors. I've told you before, we're more than conquerors. Amen. That means we're on the winning side. Amen. And at words, praise God, we're pressing towards victory. Amen. We're just to the point of achieving. Amen. Glory to God. And when we realize that we're winners, praise God, we'll be winners. Amen. 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 When we realize, praise God, that we're already winners, you'll be a winner. Praise God. You'll be satisfied, praise God. We'll be content where we are. We'll be content who we are in Christ Jesus, praise God, when we realize that we're more than conquerors. Amen. That we've conquered, and praise God, through Lord Jesus Christ, we've conquered all the adversity of our lives. And we're literally delivered on yonder shore in the presence of a holy God. Amen. The process of winning. Amen. We're not in the process of winning, praise God. We're winners already in Christ Jesus. Amen. When we become His, when we become His, amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, how do you know? Because we have a persuasion. Paul says, it goes on in verse 20 at 38, he says, for I am persuaded. Amen. Praise God. You know what he's saying here? He gives all these things that come up, all this obstacles in our life, and he comes up here and he says, I'm persuaded that no matter how many of these obstacles come up in my life, praise God, he said that I have a God that's bigger than the obstacles. I'm persuaded that my God is bigger than these obstacles. My God is bigger than death and life and angels and principalities and power and things present and things come, nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. He said, because that love of God is so big, amen, that none of these obstacles can get around it. Praise the Lord. Amen. It puts a block in a road. Praise God. That God is bigger, that nothing is bigger than God's love, the love He has for us. And He said He gives us all that He has. He gave it in His Son, praise the Lord. He said, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He said, that love that God has, I said He gave us all His love when He gave us the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He gave us all His love. And God's not an Indian giver. He won't take it back. But He gave us all His love in Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. So He said we're altogether sufficient in Christ. We have all that we'll ever need. Amen. He said, therefore, said we're more than conquerors. Amen. So He said salvation, praise God, our salvation is sure. We need to realize tonight that our salvation is sure as long as we continue in the Spirit and allow God to continue to help us and to realize where we are in the Lord. Amen? I'm like Brother Rex. I ain't found nothing worth going back to. Amen? Peter said, Lord, Thou hast the words of eternal life. Ain't nothing to go back to, praise God. I'm looking to live forever with my Savior in glory one day. Amen? Boy, what a time we'll have. But unto then we realize, praise God, what Jesus done through it. What Father, the gift the Father gave when He gave us His dearly beloved Son. He shed His blood for us on Calvary, praise God, so that we might go free. So that we might be saved and know it. Amen. Praise God. That we might be conformed into the likeness of the image of the precious Lamb of God. Amen. I don't know about you tonight, but I'd like to be more like my Savior day by day.